Good morning. It is July 15th, 2016. The time is 06:13 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Friday morning, having the first cup of coffee this morning and trying to do this audio here this morning. But let's go back to nostalgia, seems to be the phrase. And that being yesterday, I guess I talked about in an audio, the Pokemon Go game that's taken us all by storm here in the summer of 2016. The game of the summer of 2016, I guess I called it yesterday. Takes us back a little nostalgia, in a sense, to those Pokemon days of 20 plus years ago. Well, here's another thing. Nintendo has announced that Nintendo's NES Classic is coming back with 30 games. And that's all you get is 30 games. Yes, that's what I said. The old NES, Nintendo NES Classic game console that took over, I guess, after Atari and actually raised the bar for gaming consoles way back when. Nintendo announced that they're going to release it, and I think it's going to be met with widespread enthusiasm. I'm stoked about it because I'm an old Nintendo guy. Never got into the, I think we stopped at the Wii. I don't think, what came after the Wii? I forget. The current one there. The Pi? I don't know. But, was it Nintendo has confirmed the console will be coming out, and but the thing of it is, it's not going to be connected to the internet, and will not be able to play games beyond the 30 NES Classic preloaded onto the device. They're going to be preloaded, so you don't have to blow on the cartridge. Remember that before putting it in, because if you had a cartridge that sat too long, it had dust in it and stuff. The tiny console announced will be released, was it the date here, November 11th, and costs about $59.99, so $60. And it connects to the TV, get this, via HDMI, and to play old school Nintendo titles with an NES gamepad. I think that costs like $10 extra, that gamepad. The console is a standalone device, so it cannot be connected to the internet or any external storage device. The 30 games included with the system were chosen to provide a wide variety of top-quality, long-lasting gameplay experience. That doesn't make the mini NES a bad deal by any means. For the $60 that you shell out for it, you're actually saving money by purchasing the mini NES instead of buying even half of the 30 games for the Wii or the Wii U Virtual Console. Oh, that's what it is, the Wii U Virtual Console. The total cost of every title at $4.99 a pop from Nintendo Virtual Console is, it would cost you $149.70. So even if you just play 12 of the included 12 games, you're better off purchasing the mini NES. So I think that's going to be pretty neat, stuff like that, we have that. Nintendo, back in the day, has advanced over the years, but the classic NES entertainment system that was originally released in 1985 is something we all fall back to, and fell in love with. It's an 8-bit system, picked up where Atari left off, and revolutionized the home gaming. And now with our, Microsoft Xbox One and Sony PlayStation, we tend to get a little teary-eyed whenever we come across a classic NES at a flea market. I know I do on an eBay. I even, you know, and this is something that an 8-bit system that before the Nintendo, I I've got a Commodore 64. That's an 8-bit system. So I get a little teary-eyed. And I actually have it pulled out. I've been looking at putting it together and play around with it. So there's a little nostalgia there, too, playing with your old gaming systems. Let's see. In a Facebook post, Nintendo announced that they will be releasing a smaller version of the original size. And that's how it was announced, I guess. The 30 games in the NES Classic Edition thankfully won't include Battletoads. I don't remember that one. It's a surprise the NES survived. NES survived that game, as there were many frustrated evenings where blowing on the cartridge quickly turned into popping it out and throwing it across the room. Do you remember those days? I guess that was, they had an issue with that game. But some of the games that include, let's see if I remember some of these. You got Balloon Flight, Bubble Bobble, don't remember that one. Oh, Castlevania, I remember that one, Castlevania 2. Donkey Kong, of course, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2, Dr. Mario, let's see, Final Fantasy, Ghost Goblins, Ice Climber, Mario Brothers, of course, the original, Mega Man, second only to Battletoads in frustration level. Meteor, Pac-Man, and I remember Pac-Man. That was a good game. And a whole bunch of them. So let's see, Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, The Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2. Let's see, and it's not known at this time if you can add any more games to the console. Well, that's in this article I'm reading right now, but I think it's just going to be 30 preloaded games, and that's it. But it will come out November 11th in time, was it just before the Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays there, Black Friday and all that. So, Generation X and older millennials certainly love their nostalgia, but wouldn't you rather have a new Mega Man game from Capcom than the classic one? No, I don't think so. Think of the possibilities if Nintendo stopped teasing us with the hopes of new consoles and released their games, game properties to other gaming systems. They did they? They're all on Nintendo. Of course, those other gaming platforms, they have their own games and stuff like that. So, pretty interesting. A little nostalgia on the horizon there with this this new system that's going to be coming out. Will I be getting one? I probably will try and sneak and buy one if I can, because I know the missus will probably say, you have enough game consoles. So, did you hear about that? Did you hear about that?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. The new NES... the Nintendo NES Classic game console?
No.
Can I get one?
I think we've got one.
No, this is a different one. It's a mini one. No, we can't get one? Okay. Well, we'll see about that. All right. I have to get going. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.